There are three forms of suggestion that can determine how you feel about yourself and how you think. The first is called external suggestion. These are all the things that go on around you, from the moment you get up in the morning until your last communication or information input in the evening. Depending upon how open and receptive you are, you can be inordinately influenced by television, radio, newspaper, conversations, work experiences, feedback from superiors, interactions with members of your family, even problems in traffic or changes of temperature on the outside. The great majority of people allow much of their lives to be determined by what is going on around them, convincing themselves that they are thinking independently when instead they are merely reacting to whatever happens. This explains why the negative emotions that upset and disturb you are usually unconscious, unthinking reactions that are triggered by external events. We know this is true because no one would consciously and deliberately decide to feel negative, angry, or upset. When people are in control of their emotions, they choose to feel happy. For example, one of the most common expressions of negative emotions has to do with what are called conditioned responses. These are automatic responses that we engage in when somebody pushes one of our hot buttons. A hot button is a habitual negative way of reacting to an experience or to something that someone says. If you hate to get cut off in traffic and somebody cuts you off inadvertently, your hot button will be triggered and you will be talking angrily to yourself and to anyone else who will listen for the foreseeable future. One of the ways to take control over your mind is to think through the various external factors that cause you to automatically become angry or upset. Make a list of everything that happens where you have a tendency to respond negatively. Then, consciously make the decision that in the future, when one of these issues comes up, you will instead respond calmly and positively and not allow yourself to become upset and angry. Smile, take a deep breath, and remain calm. The more you practice this, the easier it will become. Your personality will become stronger and more resilient. Your self-confidence will go up, and you'll feel more in charge of your own life. The second form of suggestion is called self-suggestion. Self-suggestion is when you put both hands on the controls of your own mental life or step up to the keyboard of your own mental computer and consciously program your subconscious mind with the thoughts and feelings that you desire. Self-suggestion is your key to building the kind of belief system deep within yourself that will lead to unshakable self-confidence. And the reason that self-suggestion works so well is because of the law of substitution. The law of substitution says that your conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time, positive or negative. If you consciously choose to hold a positive word or picture in your mind, you simultaneously block out various inputs from external sources that might cause your thinking and feeling to be negative or inconsistent with your desires. For example, if whenever you begin to feel tense or uneasy or angry about something, you switch your mind and start thinking about your major goals, your mind will go from negative to positive instantly, and you'll feel good about yourself again. A thought of a goal which is positive and future-oriented is inherently uplifting. You cannot think about your goal and be upset and angry at the same time. By using the law of substitution, you take full control over your suggestive environment and over the information that reaches your subconscious mind. Here's an affirmation that's been very helpful to me. I repeat it over and over until it becomes automatic in almost every situation. When something goes wrong, I immediately catch myself by saying, "Every situation is a positive situation if viewed as an opportunity for growth and self-mastery." This is a simple mind game that enables me to stay relaxed and continue to perform at my best, and it will work for you as well. Just give it a try. The third form of suggestion is called autosuggestion. Autosuggestion happens when you've repeated messages to your subconscious mind so often that they take on a power of their own. They function automatically. We have found continually that happy, optimistic people have programmed themselves to respond in a happy and optimistic way to almost every situation. And you can do the same thing. All of life is bound up and determined by your responses. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to what happens to you that counts. It's not the cards that you're dealt, but the way you play the cards that determines how well you do in the game of life. Your job is to consciously decide to use your willpower to keep your mind clear and to keep yourself positive and functioning at your best.